A month ago, the news out of these organizations was Models. Week of August 31st, 2026, and it is almost entirely plumbing. Six stories, and four of them are repositories whose whole job is to constrain, certify, or wrap something else rather than to be the thing itself. Anthropic accounts for three, Google and DeepMind for the other three, and not one of them is a model. Here is the rundown. When a lab starts shipping infrastructure instead of models, that tells you what it thinks the bottleneck is. Anthropic's sandbox runtime, command name SRT, enforces file system and network restrictions on arbitrary processes at the operating system level without a container. It is not new this week. The repo was created back in October of 2025 with 5,000 stars and 400 forks behind it. What is new is where it lives. Merges through late August still came in from branches on an org called Anthropic Experimental, and then on September 1st, a commit repointed the package metadata at the main Anthropic's org. That reads like a graduation, an early open source preview moving out of the experimental wing. The cadence backs it up, 61 commits in the last 30 days, 33 contributors, 5 tagged releases since the start of August. And yet the version is still 0.0.75, 75 releases, never once a 1.0. Most of the recent work is Windows plumbing, and it is grim specific stuff, denying non-interactive logon types to the sandbox group, install time write Denny stamps on world writable system directories, a firewall fence keyed to a dedicated sandbox account. There is even a Java agent, so JVM tools respect the proxy. If that is the shape of the bet, it is that agents get real autonomy only once the blast radius is bounded. And bounding it is a per operating system slog with no clean finish line. If bounding what an agent can touch is the safety problem, here is the same problem with money attached. Anthropic's commerce agents has one of the cleanest sequences in the snapshot. One commit, dated August 31st, landing in a repository created just after noon on the 1st of September. Squashed history, nothing before it. A final push that same evening, and then nothing. No releases, no tags, issue switched off. Exactly one watcher. What did move was everyone else. 1,000 stars when we sampled it, 1,100 now, 165 forks inside about 48 hours. The README explains the stillness, a reference blueprint, a shopping agent and a merchant agent, over 4 fictional verticals, plus a Claude code plugin that scaffolds your own from it, and nothing in it places an order or charges a card. The obvious guess, reading that against one squashed commit and a homepage pointing at a solutions page, is publication rather than project. Shipped complete, quiet, because there is nothing left to iterate. If that holds, the next commit here will not be a bug fix, it will be whatever the blueprint is meant to accompany next. Where that one was published and left alone, this next one has been worked on quietly for a year and a half. 20 topic tags and no description at all. That is Google/MCP security threat hunting, SOAR, CM incident response, agentic SOC, all declared in the metadata, with the one-line summary field left blank. It has been there since April of 2025, new to the show rather than new to the world, and it was pushed to yesterday. Inside are 4 model context protocol servers wrapping Google's security stack. Chronicle for detection and hunting, the SOAR side for orchestration, Google Threat Intelligence, and Security Command Center, each installable on its own. And all 4 versions bumped in one burst in late August. But the README now opens by pointing somewhere else, at a fully managed remote MCP server for SecOps, labeled recommended. The obvious guess is that this repo is drifting from product toward reference implementation. The self-hosted thing you read to understand the hosted thing you buy. And among the recently merged branches are several whose names begin with Codex, or Agent, which reads like coding agents filing fixes for the plumbing other agents run on. The Frontier Lab's lean shelves mostly hold statements. Google DeepMind publishes formalized conjectures, IMO problems, Putnam-like problems, the hard things written down precisely. Anthropic's formal math created August 6th, a day after OpenAI stood up a lean certificates repo of its own, points the other way. It publishes the finished proof. One project so far, a formalization of the result that more than 2/3 of the zeros of the Riemann zeta function are simple and lie on the critical line, and it ships wrapped in machinery. A challenge file holding the statement, a solution file proving it, a build that fails if a sorry survives outside that statement, and an independent kernel rechecking the export in a sandbox before it counts. 214 stars, 11 open issues, several about the mathematics itself. Then late August went on moving that one project into a subdirectory, rewriting the build to touch only the folders that changed and adding a README section on how to add a project. The obvious guess is that one is not the number they are planning on. Different subject entirely. Why would a lab that mostly ships models publish a repo containing no pixels? Google DeepMind opened Orbit SFM on August 25th, added one commit 2 days later on turning video into frames, and has been quiet since. 26 stars, notebooks only. The README calls it Orbit, a 360-degree benchmark for structure from motion inside are 308 clip definitions and their ground truth camera paths, and nothing else. You fetch the source panoramic videos yourself, and a notebook reprojects them into perspective frames. That is the trick. Render a virtual camera inside a panorama, and the true trajectory is exact by construction, so a benchmark costs text files instead of a capture rig. The clip names carry the intent. The moves are yaw, roll scan, waypoints, and cinematic, and the framing split evenly four ways, portrait included. The obvious guess is that a suite balanced across phone-shaped crops and named cinematic moves is aimed at more than classical reconstruction. It reads like a scoreboard for anything asked to follow a camera path. Down from the big picture to one very specific corner of it, Google DeepMind opened a repo called Agentic Ecology to the public on August 26th. No description, no topics, 6 stars, and what is actually inside it is not a library. It is 4 agent skill files. One initializes a project, one runs birdsong models over passive acoustic recordings, one runs SpeciesNet over camera trap images into a vector database, and one scaffolds a web app so you can browse and annotate what came out. GitHub labels the language HTML, which is just that single bundled page. The README is unusually blunt about why. It calls the project a tool-building tool and says the ecologist should describe the job in plain English and let an agent write the scripts. The commits, since it appeared, reinforce that reading. They are almost entirely plumbing. A move to a skills registry install flow, a collab operator, guidance on where to keep storage. If that is the shape, then the deliverable is the harness, and the modeling is being treated as the part that is already solved. Trend watch. The fastest movers this week were not new at all. OpenAI's Codex took on roughly 1,960 stars in 7 days. The single biggest jump anywhere in the sample, on a base already north of 120,000. But the shape worth noticing sits just behind it. Anthropic's skills repository added 1,410, its official plugins registry another 1,195, and the community plugins registry 985, that last one against a base of only about 3,000, which makes it the steepest curve on the board by proportion. Then Google's own skills repository added 519, 2 different labs, 2 repositories carrying the same name, both accelerating in the same week. Whatever a skill is, it has stopped being any one company's word for it. 2 to watch. Anthropic's sandbox runtime is 75 releases deep and has never once shipped a 1.0. So a version number that finally loses its leading zeros would tell you the lab thinks the boundary has stopped moving, and formal math spent the end of August rebuilding itself to hold more than one project, which makes the observable there about as simple as it gets. A second proof landing in that directory. Either one would settle a question. This episode could only guess at back next week.